a run. After a run, the cheering for English cricket never stops. But this has brought down the fame of the sport.
I felt isolated, humiliated at times, constant use of the word.
Just now was Azim Rafiq's testimony to the British Parliament. The bleeped word you just heard was the slur word towards Pakistani people. One of his allegations included institutional racism within the English cricket system. But how true is that?
Cricket has always been run in the interests of white middle-class men. Once the county clubs announced themselves as the apex of the game, everybody else was demeaned or excluded.
Dr. Duncan Stone is the author of the book Different Class, The Untold Story of English Cricket. Although most cricket recreational players in the UK are South Asian and state-educated, those who play at professional level are overwhelmingly white and privately educated.
There is quite blatant structural racism. South Asian clubs are kept outside of the mainstream of English cricket because they are invariably reliant upon municipal provided grounds, which aren't always up to a very high standard, or they might have artificial wickets. And those are used as excuses by regional cricket boards to keep them outside.
Angus Berry is the head of operations at the MCC Foundation, a charity that aims to popularise cricket by removing barriers for marginalised communities.
Our programme is exclusively for state-educated young people. So we are a free-to-access programme. We provide support for equipment. We provide support if people are unable to afford travel to training. We target the location of our programme in areas of high deprivation.
Regarding change at a structural level, Dr. Stone says,
but if cricket wanted to become more socially and racially diverse, then I think a federal organisational structure, if that was introduced, then they might be inclined to broaden their search for talent in order to get promoted. So they would go into the inner cities, they would look at the South Asian leagues.
However the hearing ends, there is a long way to go before cricket embraces the diversity of all those who play the game.